Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 26, 2015, the modest Liverpool house where Paul McCartney lived from the age of 4 until the age of 10 sold for $231,000 at an auction held at the new Cavern Club. On this day, in 2008, drummer Buddy Miles dies from congestive heart failure at the age of 60. Miles played drums for Wilson Pickett, the Delphonics, and the Ink Spots before founding the Electric Flag with Mike Bloomfield and later joined Jimi Hendrix in the Band of Gypsies. On this day in 1997, songwriter Ben Raleigh dies after setting fire to his bathrobe while cooking. During his career, Ben wrote Johnny Mathis's Wonderful, Wonderful, Leslie Gore's She's a Fool, Lou Rawls' Love's a Hurtin' Thing, Ray Peterson's Tell Laura I Love Her, and many others. On this day in 1990, 53-year-old Cornell Gunter, former lead singer of the Coasters, dies in a hail of gunfire when an unknown assailant sprays his 78 Camaro at a Las Vegas intersection. On this day in 1987, the LP The Beatles, more commonly called The White Album, becomes the first Beatles LP to be issued on a CD. According to the Recording Industry Association of America, the disc is the group's best-selling album, going 19 times platinum, and is the 10th best-selling album of all time. On this day in 1983, Michael Jackson's album Thriller rises to number one on the Billboard album chart, where it would stay for 37 weeks. It went on to become the most successful album of all time, with sales estimated by various sources at between 65 and 110 million copies. And on this day, February 26, 1966, the Beatles have their 7th number one album. Paul McCartney came up with the title based on how someone described Mick Jagger's singing style. What's the album? The answer, right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go!
On this day, February 26, 1966, the Beatles are number one on the Billboard Hot 200 chart for the 7th time. Paul McCartney comes up with the album's title after overhearing someone's description of Mick Jagger's singing style as plastic soul. The album is rubber soul. From the album is the song, Michelle.
Ensemble. And
I will say the only words I